from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Fourth and final hour of our get-together, we affectionately call the 9 o'clock stretch. And stretch we do. Oh, I think I have a little bicep tendon issue here on the left arm.
You got a little bicep?
Greg,
is that
can
what
you get
said?
That?
A little bicep?
Mm.
Those things are huge. What are you talking about? Come on.
Yeah, well, they're only as huge as the tendons are going to allow them to grow. So there's
stay
that.
Stay connected. That's important.
It is, tendons should stay connected.
Yes.
It is 9:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's also a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Your top stories, debate tonight.
Ooh.
Kamala, Donald J, in a squared circle, with a completely fair and nonpartisan David Muir in ABC News asking the questions.
I just remember back during Trump presidency, Trump just kind of ripping him during interviews. He didn't let him get by with anything back in the day.
Well,
you know,
yeah, he's left of center. And all the alphabet networks are. We showed the numbers earlier when the ABC News, when they went over, you know, story by story, 100% positive for Kamala, 93% negative for Trump.
Well, see, in their world, those numbers are all close, Bob. They're so close. 94 to 100.
They're close to being exactly the opposite. Like, you couldn't do any more positive stories for Kamala, and you could do maybe one more negative story for Trump, possibly. Come on.
Yeah.
And it's just sad when people at least don't understand it. And I guess it's even more shameful that networks that, like, unaware, not self-aware, are they that much entrenched and ensconced in this, you know, New York or L.A. mindset, and that everything else truly is flyover country and dirt farmers? I mean, I guess. I'm to assume that that is the mindset. I guess, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, locally, there's a story in the Alachua Chronicle about Jessica Ann Lampkin, 38, of Gainesville, charged with swindling customers of Buckhalter Heating and Air out of $71,000 by asking them to pay cash and then keeping the money directly from the customers into her hands, according to a sworn complaint filed by Alachua Police Department. Allegedly, the crimes took place between November of 22 and August of 23. Lampkin was employed by Buckhalter and engaged in a systematic scheme to defraud the company's customers. As the office manager who took calls from customers, Lampkin allegedly used several different schemes to convince customers to give her cash. She allegedly told customers they could get discounts on leftover air conditioning units in the warehouse if they paid in cash. And allegedly told customers that company policy was that cash was the preferred method of payment. And it goes on to say she allegedly met with customers at their homes or in parking lots of various businesses to collect the cash. Normally, you'd call that great customer service. In this case, you would call that, I don't know, swindling? Yeah. So, here's an interesting thing. Now, she's 38, and her picture does appear in the article, AlachuaChronicle.com. And it appears that her lips may be augmented in some way.
They're huge!
So, it is It is funny more when you read the comments. Huh. I'm not making fun of her per se, but you put yourself in that position, you kind of get what's coming anyway. Somebody wrote, I think we can all agree what she did was not cool.
Wow.
Chill out, man, was another.
Wow.
One said, 71K, and all she has to show for it is horrible Botox and a felony. Yeah,
A felony. And a felony.
Yeah, whoever did those lips and eyebrows needs to be charged with a crime, too. Okay.
Wow.
And it kind of goes on from there, but you get the idea. And, crime doesn't pay. Unless you're an illegal, then it might. Yeah. But no. Anyway, Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, let's go to Shep. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Guys, you want an idea how entrenched Democrats really are? Okay, we have to go back to the Clinton administration, and it was a day after they passed NAFTA. We all know what NAFTA is. I'm not going to go into it. So I was talking to my dear Aunt Rita, God rest her soul, dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, loved Bill Clinton, and she said to me, what's NAFTA? And I explained to her exactly what NAFTA is. And she said to me, now, Shepard, that is crazy talk. They wouldn't bring something like that up, much less pass it. And I said, Aunt Rita, they just passed it yesterday. Oh, well, he's still a good president. Does that make sense? There you go. That's how entrenched they are.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've seen it in my own extended family. It's going back some years. But, yeah, I had an aunt, and she was very intelligent, and she put herself through college later in life when she was, like, in her 40s. She went to UCLA. Basically, if it was in the New York Times, it was,
gospel truth.
God's truth, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I remember those days having arguments with her, especially when she'd argue with me about things that she actually could have zero knowledge of. Mm-hmm. She just found them unbelievable.
Right.
One was when I had friends working for Domino's Pizza, they were in the management program. And I said, look, they get paid like a base of $18,000 a year, and then you get bonus checks based on the productivity.
Right.
And corporate says, hey, if you want to own a store someday, you need to save those bonus checks. And after a year, you could have enough for, a down payment to open your own franchise.
Wow.
Well, a couple of my friends followed through with a program exactly like that and exactly became owners. When I tried to tell my aunt that, she didn't believe how much they were being paid. She didn't believe how much the bonuses were. She didn't believe that they could go on to actually be owners of stores. She just she couldn't fathom it.
Right.
And remember, the generation, I mean, she'd be over 100 years old now today. Mm-hmm. So the generation she came up through. But, I mean, her husband was a union firefighter from Detroit. I mean, take it for what it's worth. But, yeah, Shep, we've all experienced that. And it is interesting, especially, like, when you're a family member. It's like, do you know me to be, like, an exaggerator, a storyteller, a liar?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yet still, yeah, they're incredulous, and they just can't believe it. And, and then when they find it out, because she'd eventually do research, and this is way before the internet, but she would find out.
Yeah.
I would never get the big apology.
Oh, of course not.
Yeah.
No acknowledgement whatsoever.
Yeah. Now, let's go to the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Hangman, you're on the air.
Yeah, guys, nice talking today. I mean, your previous subject as far as the cast situation and certain facilities that you can use and can't use. I had my house tented for vermins, so I was like, I don't want to really, stay in the RV in the storage area. I thought, okay, let's go to a hotel. First hotel, we don't take cash. We only take card. Second hotel, we only take card, no cash. And then the third hotel, I finally, the guy on the receptionist desk, he said, of course we take cash. Everybody takes cash. I said, I don't know, man. You might want to get on the internet or something. You better figure it out. That's a low information voter right there, I guess.
Hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
In two stadiums I know of where the Tampa Bay Rays play and also where the Jags play in Jacksonville.
Right.
There's nothing you can buy there for cash. So, you have to have a card, period.
So I guess their concern could be cash disappears, but small businesses, that 3-4%, That adds up. That adds up, and they would prefer you pay cash.
Sure.
So, just depends on the scenario.
Yeah, but I see coming a day where we're not even going to have the choice.
Oh, no.
Which in some venues, like I just mentioned, we don't.
Right.
Yeah. And I guess their attitude is, oh, you don't like it? Too bad.
Yeah.
I love that attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah. 9:16, about 30 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile on 97.3 The Sky.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Is Kamala ready to be Commander-in-Chief? Some of the perceptions about her, good, bad, indifferent, what is going to happen as a result of the debate tonight that will air here on The Sky, 9 p.m. It's 9:20 right now, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And your top story is debate tonight. Also, Monday Night Football saw the return of Aaron Rodgers playing QB for the first time in 600 days in a game. Not enough, though, to overcome the 49ers. So, 49ers over the Jets, Monday Night Football 32-19. And that made me think about football in general.
Mm-hmm.
We love the escape of sports. We love it. And we look forward to it, a lot of us. We do, to some extent or another. It is supposed to be kind of a reprieve, a respite, if you will.
Yeah.
Especially as we're in this heated political season, and it's been a quite divided nation politically for a few years now, at least. So we look to football. But then this talk, this chat about Billy Napier and his performance or lack thereof as the head coach of the Florida Gators. First of all, I'm a Gators fan, and I was a Gators fan before I moved to Gainesville, just so you know. Now, I grew up in Michigan, and I'll always be somewhat of a Michigan fan, but my true team is the Gators, and I'm proud to have three children I helped to get through the University of Florida. And I love going to the games, and I love watching on TV, and I root for them. And of course, like anybody else, I want them to win. But it is interesting. The more I hear this chatter, I say to myself, self or Bob?
Yes. To clarify.
What are we talking about here? The University of Florida is going to continue to do well. Regardless of the status of the football team, UF is a top five university. They are doing awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at it and you go, yeah, I want them to win. However, Billy Napier, if he gets fired, should we cry for him? He's going to make millions and millions of dollars no matter what. That's in his contract.
Right.
Should we feel bad for the UAA? No. They've got millions and millions and millions of dollars. So what are we really kind of yapping about when the nation is suffering? When the leadership is so bad? It's great if we can, you know, enjoy a football game and forget about all that stuff. But it's hard to forget about all that stuff because it's in our face. You know, the cost of energy, the cost of groceries, the cost of, Greg and I were just talking about leasing a truck and how ungodly expensive. And I made a comment. I'm like, wow, for that price, you know, you're now getting closer to mortgage territory. And then I had to check myself. Well,
that changed
what
too,
used to be mortgage territory not so long ago. So, yeah, we have real things, real issues, you know, wars going on, open borders, crime rate going crazy. We've got problems. So, of course, I'm always going to care about the Gators and the Athletics and specifically the football team. But I don't think anything is going to really be enough one way or another, win or lose, to make a difference economically for us or any of our futures. Right. So, but look, people have their opinions. And if you want to take your time up debating this whole thing, that's fine. It's just life is short. Time is ticking. You know, get to the things and prioritize the important things, the family. And it's easy to be critical of others. It's easy to be critical of our government. Very easy because they deserve criticism.
They make it easy.
But are we looking inward? Are we doing everything we can? Are we looking around? Make life a little bit better. Your friends, those who need a little help, maybe guidance. Right, taking care of your own self physically, emotionally, spiritually. All right, just kind of a reminder. Whenever I do this kind of thing, I'm talking to me as much as I am to anybody else, because I get caught up in it too.
Sure.
And it's like, you know, what is this guy doing? I mean, I read something recently online where somebody, in a paraphrase, says like, you know, the Gators have been up and down. I mean, going all the way back to Charlie Pell, you know, when he inherited the program, I think they were 0-10, literally. And they had their good years, and then they had their off years and come back, and Spurrier had good times, and it slowed down. Urban Meyer had some good times and then, you know, slowed down. And so maybe it's part of that cycle. But look, I'm not trying to say what goes on Saturday afternoon at Florida Field is not important to the community. It all is part of being a community. It is one of the things that can be unifying, you know? It's one of the few things that sports can be, even though there are many people that have tried to push the, you know, the political stuff into the sports arena and have to some extent. But I'll be honest, I don't care if he continues to be the coach or not. Will I still cheer for them and want them to win? Absolutely. But it is interesting how we get wrapped up in this.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be a millionaire one way or another.
And we're all still, whoever we are, earning what we make, doing what we do. Is it really going to change our life?
And wouldn't it be more important to worry about who's going to be commander in chief for the next 4 years.
Yes.
As we have adversaries rising up around the globe, Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, just to name a handful. Is Vice President Kamala Harris, is she prepared for that?
No.
9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about that. And I've got some more upbeat stuff coming your way. Don't forget, the Bob Rose Show podcast is available every minute, every issue on demand in one place, now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Just hit subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Another great day. Let's make it awesome. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. 9:37 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hey, real quick, best states to live in to be happy. Happiest states in America.
Oh, let's be happy, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or do we want joy?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Depends how you define it, I guess. Anyway, this is one of those wallet hub things, and yeah, they take in certain criteria and all that. Take it for what it's worth. By the way, Florida is not in the top 10, which is good. Don't move here. Stay home.
It's awful.
Go
stay
back.
Away. Yeah.
Go back. Number 10, Massachusetts. Number 9, Nebraska.
Really?
I'm sorry, I'll never. Nothing against Nebraska or the people. I'm sure there are awesome people there, but yeah. Yeah. Idaho. Okay.
Okay.
It is beautiful. Beautiful. Connecticut. Yeah, I don't know about that. Minnesota. Yeah, maybe if you have snowmobiles. Delaware. Delaware. One of the top states.
Really?
Happiest states. Okay.
All right.
Could be true. I haven't spent enough time there to make a judgment call. My brother lives there. He's okay with it, I guess. Number 4, Utah. Now, I've been there. It's beautiful. And there's a lot of really nice people there. And there's a big divergence between the north part of Utah and the southern part of it. You know, it's kind of like almost like it's like a little California. Not the people, the geography.
Yeah.
And then number 3, whoa. Tony Soprano would be proud.
Hey.
New Jersey, eh? Jersey. Number 3, the happiest place. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
I bet you I could drive to New Jersey right now, and the first 10 people I meet, I could get them to cuss at me within 15 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah. Number 2, Maryland. I don't know what the draw there would be.
I don't know.
But number 1, it kind of makes sense. Hawaii. I mean, how could you not be happy? So beautiful.
Try to pay for anything.
Wallet Hub found that Hawaii was the happiest state in the United States thanks to its residents reporting the highest levels of life satisfaction in the nation and the lowest depression rate. Additionally, Hawaii was known to have great physical health and the longest life expectancy in the U.S., and they also have one of the lowest unemployment rates, 2.8%, and the second highest share of households with an annual income above $75,000.
Well, you have to make good money to live there.
But yeah, I mean, $75,000
is, so expensive.
Yeah.
Everything is brought in, or so many things are brought in.
So maybe that's it. If you get rid of the poor people, everybody's happy.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Sounds right. They're on an island, for goodness sakes. Come on.
Highest rates of adult depression? Tennessee, Maine, West Virginia, Arkansas, Oklahoma. Isn't it weird that Oklahoma would have such a high rate, and yet Nebraska makes the top 10 for happiest places to live?
That's odd.
Well, it's just, look, it's all how you measure and extrapolate things. But, you know, how do you measure, like, where most of your family is?
Mm-hmm.
Not that that brings everybody happiness, but I think for a lot of people it would. So, yeah, I don't know how that measures up. And are there people that look at these things and go, well, that's it, honey. Sell the house.
We're moving.
We're moving to Hawaii. Or some other state in the top 10, I guess.
Hey, a quick update. This is an unhappy moment. That accident I mentioned, Southwest Archer Road, near Northeast 130th Ave there, now renaming that as a complete roadblock as opposed to a roadblock. So they must be dealing with that right now.
Okay. Yeah. And on a positive note,
yes, please,
because I'll do the counterbalance.
Yes.
Florida Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez has confirmed she will be speaking at the Black Tie Blue Jean REC annual event, the Ronald Reagan annual event that is coming up Friday the 20th, correct?
Yes.
I got that right? Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Big time barbecue. Good time.
Good times had by all.
So there was controversy. Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill, who, by the way, had a good game, even though he was arrested right before the game.
Details.
He was arrested. He was handcuffed.
Yeah.
He was detained by police.
He was face down in the street.
He was face down.
Yes.
Yeah. Video of Hill being handled by four cops as he lay face down on the road shocked social media viewers. Later reported he was detained for reckless driving and that he had a verbal altercation with police. Okay, you can take away whatever you want. You can watch the body cam thing. I don't know how much of the conversation you can actually hear. But here's the thing. And this former ESPN personality is always trying to get some kind of headline, and I guess, you know, there's success here because I'm talking about it. Okay, so Tyreek Hill, who, by the way, yes, he's black. So he's face down on the pavement.
Right.
The guy who's a millionaire, superstar football player. So automatically, you know, the assumption is that, hey, what's going on there? Is that abuse?
Right, even though they took him out of like a McLaren.
But Jemele Hill... Yeah. Somehow had a theory that
she's an idiot.
Blamed Donald Trump.
Wait a minute. What, did Donald Trump pull him out of his multi-million-dollar car and put him face down on the street?
No.
Okay.
And no, he's not even the president and couldn't tell cops to do that. Jemele Hill.
She's a mess.
A reminder that Stephen Ross, owner of the Miami Dolphins, is a huge Donald Trump supporter.
Okay.
The same Trump who supports giving all police immunity from prosecution. Do with that what you will, Hill said in a Sunday post. Despite the absurd framing of the incident, South Florida Police Benevolent Association President Stedman Stahl said Hill was detained for officer safety after driving in a manner in which he was putting himself and others in great risk of danger.
Yeah.
And he was not immediately cooperative with the officers on the scene, pursuant to policy and for their immediate safety, placed him in handcuffs. Mr. Hill, still uncooperative, refused to sit on the ground. It was therefore redirected to the ground.
That's a nice
redirected
way to put it. Redirected. I like that. When you won't comply and you won't put yourself on the street, they will redirect you.
But somehow a former ESPN employee can turn it into it's all Donald Trump's fault.
Right. Right. She is one of the worst.
If he wasn't around, if Trump wasn't around, what would be the fallback position? It's climate change?
I don't know.
The fault of climate change?
Because you figure between her and Behar and Whoopi, I don't know what they would have to talk about or who they could criticize. They would have to come up with something.
They are going to miss him dearly.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Wisconsin police reported that a suspected Venezuelan gang member was arrested, charged with sexual and physical assault of a woman, Alejandro Jose Zarate, 26, charged with two counts of domestic battery, two counts of second-degree sexual assault, physically abusing a child, disorderly conduct, domestic disorderly conduct, strangulation, suffocation, etc. All right, Zarate, suspected being affiliated with a violent trans national criminal organization called TDA, or Tranda Aragya, arrested, booked into the Crawford County Jail. So, Wisconsin, seeing the effects of wide-open, unrestricted immigration. Colorado, you know, we reported on that story a couple of times about apartment complexes literally being taken over by gangs. Yeah. Some people in politics out there didn't even believe or want to believe that story. And there's more where that came from, unfortunately. And these problems are going to get, they're going to get worse. Mm-hmm. Now, how will Kamala defend herself tonight about the border? This will be very interesting. Of course, I think that her first thing she'll attempt to do is to say, well, look, it's the Republicans' fault.
Right.
Because right. they didn't pass the bipartisan yes. comprehensive immigration bill, which we know was very, very flawed and was only going to, what, cut back the restriction to, well, 5,000 a day or something.
Yeah.
It wasn't really going to. And then it has to be followed up with enforcement, et cetera, et cetera. I hope that former President Trump puts her on the spot and says, look, I know exactly what it takes to secure the border because I did it before with an executive order or orders.
Yeah.
And the reason I know that is because you undid them when you and Joe Biden took office. You undid them and opened the borders. It was not an accident. And I hope he holds her feet to the fire and is given the opportunity to do that. All right, let's shift gears. We're looking for things that make you smile, upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts. You can do it. It's brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Another awesome day. It is 9:52. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for upbeat positive thoughts. It is time for things that make you smile, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Call now, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Scott. What's making you smile?
Good morning. First-time caller, long-time listener from a page of Rush Limbaugh. What makes me smile is turning on the radio in the morning and hearing local live stuff that concerns us here locally instead of big national broadcasts. And I would like to thank you guys for still being on the air.
Well, thank you. And we're pretty happy about it, too.
Yes, we are. We are even more thrilled than you might be. I know that's hard to believe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know? 877-975-9825. I don't know if it'll make you smile, but I want to throw it in there. Radiant Credit Union, and a look at the tropical weather situation. It looks like Tropical Storm Francine could turn into a hurricane anytime now. 65-mile-an-hour winds, though, last measured, and headed for the coast of Louisiana. And if you can make a smile out of that, it's that it is not heading yes. to the coast of Florida. But I do feel for the people there. It's probably not going to be, well, it shouldn't turn into a major hurricane. Of course, anything's possible, but we hope for the best. And New Orleans is kind of below sea level, so that makes it a little more treacherous.
Yeah. You know, kind of interesting thing, and I know it's a little bunny trail here, something that the caller mentioned, though. We are in a world where more and more finding live local radio is a rarity. And seriously, I know we have been around long enough in this
industry, decades,
to see all the changes. We go back to when we played records and tapes and, you know, DJ'd that kind of stuff on the radio. And so now we're in this digital world. But because of that, partially, there aren't a lot of us left that there used to be. And then bit by bit, a lot of we were looking at a story just yesterday how a lot of times stations are eliminating their live staff. So we are thrilled and we are smiling and happy that, you know, here at the Sky, we've got a chance to do what we do every day because we love it. And we also we're thankful that you appreciate it, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, and there still is a value to, you know, like breaking news or even sharing ideas and information, you know, live.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole podcast thing is getting huge, and it makes sense on a lot of different levels, but I just don't think that anything beats, you know, if you're listening, this is what is going on right now.
Yeah.
And especially if it's in your community, you might need to know about it. You might want to know about it. So
whether it's traffic, whether it's weather, I mean,
exactly.
And again, when we are a part of beginning your day, we hope that, you know, we kind of send you out going into the office, you know, for that water cooler chat we used to talk about, that you already know enough to know what's going on. You can talk to your friends at work intelligently about what's going on in the world and maybe be a really good influence to them, too.
Yeah, when others bring a pea shooter to the debate in the kitchen, you are well armed with an extended mag.
Yes.
Yep. Quick note, it makes me smile. Baby and mom are home and doing very, very well.
Good.
And so little Thomas Jonas, my first grandchild, is doing well and growing a lot of hair.
Yeah, well, I'm jealous of that already. I'm just saying.
Stand by. Coming up, The Smoking Gun is next. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Mark Levin.
We're fighting for our survival as a nation.
Weeknights at 6.
Do we want a healthy, prosperous economy, or do we want an increasingly centralized, ubiquitous, iron-fisted police state?
97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. So they have hot dog eating contests, but not in New Hampshire. There, they have lobster roll eating contest, the Hampton Beach lobster roll eating competition. Well, it was tough competition, and one of the folks competing began to choke on the lobster roll. That's not a good thing. Christian Moreno began choking. All of a sudden, somebody jumps on stage, gives him the Heimlich maneuver, and saves his life. And someone's like, hey, how many people can say they got the Heimlich maneuver from a governor? And he was like, that was the governor? Governor Chris Sununu saved a life. Finally, a useful politician. And that's your Smoking Gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. See ya. Is Kamala ready to be Commander-in-Chief? Some of the perceptions about her, good, bad, indifferent, what is going to happen as a result of the debate tonight that will air here on The Sky, 9 p.m. It's 9:20 right now, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And your top story is debate tonight. Also, Monday Night Football saw the return of Aaron Rodgers playing QB for the first time in 600 days in a game. Not enough, though, to overcome the 49ers. So, 49ers over the Jets, Monday Night Football 32-19. And that made me think about football in general.
Mm-hmm.
We love the escape of sports. We love it. And we look forward to it, a lot of us. We do, to some extent or another. It is supposed to be kind of a reprieve, a respite, if you will.
Yeah.
Especially as we're in this heated political season, and it's been a quite divided nation politically for a few years now, at least. So we look to football. But then this talk, this chat about Billy Napier and his performance or lack thereof as the head coach of the Florida Gators. First of all, I'm a Gators fan, and I was a Gators fan before I moved to Gainesville, just so you know. Now, I grew up in Michigan, and I'll always be somewhat of a Michigan fan, but my true team is the Gators, and I'm proud to have three children I helped to get through the University of Florida. And I love going to the games, and I love watching on TV, and I root for them. And of course, like anybody else, I want them to win. But it is interesting, when the more I hear this chatter, I say to myself, self or Bob?
Yes. To clarify.
What are we talking about here? The University of Florida is going to continue to do well. Regardless of the status of the football team, UF is a like top five university. They are doing awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at it and you go, yeah, I want them to win. However, Billy Napier, if he gets fired, should we cry for him? He's going to make millions and millions of dollars no matter what. That's yeah. in his contract.
Right.
Should we feel bad for the UAA? No. They've got millions and millions and millions of dollars. So what are we really kind of yapping about
mm-hmm.
when the nation is suffering? When the leadership is so bad? It's great if we can, you know, enjoy a football game and forget about all that stuff. But it's hard to forget about all that stuff because it's in our face. You know, the cost of energy, the cost of groceries, the cost of, Greg and I were just talking about, like, leasing a truck.
Yeah.
And how ungodly expensive. And I made a comment. I'm like, wow, for that price.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're now getting closer to mortgage territory, and then I had to check myself. Well,
that changed
what
too,
used yeah. to be mortgage yes. territory not so long ago. So, yeah, we have real things, real issues, you know, wars going on, open borders, crime rate going crazy. We've got problems. So, of course, I'm always going to care about the Gators and the athletics, and specifically the football team. But I don't think anything is going to really be enough one way or another, win or lose, to make a difference economically
mm-hmm.
for us or any of our futures. Right. So, but look, people have their opinions, and if you want to take your time up debating this whole thing, that's fine. It's just there's... life is short. Time is ticking. You know, get to the things and prioritize the, you know, the important things, the family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to be critical of others. It's easy to be critical of our government. Very easy because, because they deserve criticism.
They make it easy.
But are we looking inward? Are we doing everything we can? Are we looking around? Make life a little bit better. Your friends, those who need a little help, maybe guidance, right? Taking care of your own self physically, emotionally, spiritually. All right. Just kind of a reminder. Not, you know, whenever I do this kind of thing, I'm talking to me as much as I am to anybody else. Because I get caught up in it too.
Sure.
And it's like, you know, what is this guy doing? I mean, I read something recently online where somebody, in a paraphrase, some says, like, you know, the Gators have been up and down. I mean, going all the way back to, like, Charlie Pell, you know? When he inherited the program, I think they were like 0-10, literally. And they had their good years, and then they had their off years and come back, and Spurrier had good times, and then it slowed down. Urban Meyer had some good times and then, you know, slowed down. And so maybe it's part of that cycle. But, look, I'm not trying to say what goes on Saturday afternoon at Florida Field is not important to the community. It all is part of being a community. It is one of the things that can be unifying. You know? It's one of the few things that sports can be, even though there are many people that have tried to push the, you know, the political stuff into the sports arena and have to some extent. But I'll be honest, I don't care if he continues to be the coach or not. Will I still cheer for them and want them to win? Absolutely. But it is interesting how we get wrapped up in this.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be a millionaire one way or another.
And we're all still, whoever we are, earning what we make, doing what we do. Is it really going to change our life?
And wouldn't it be more important to worry about who's going to be commander in chief for the next 4 years?
Yes.
As we have adversaries rising up around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, just to name a handful. Is Vice President Kamala Harris, is she prepared for that?
No.
9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about that. And I've got some more upbeat stuff coming your way. Don't forget, the Bob Rose Show podcast is available every minute, every issue on demand in one place now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Just hit subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Another great day. Let's make it awesome. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling, 9:37 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hey, real quick, best states to live in to be happy. Happiest states in America.
Oh, let's be happy, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or do we want joy? Yeah.
No. No.
Depends how you define it, I guess. Anyway, this is one of those wallet hub things, and yeah, they take in certain criteria and all that. Take it for what it's worth. By the way, Florida is not in the top 10, which is good.
Hmm.
Don't move here. Stay home.
It's awful.
Go
stay
back.
Away. Yeah.
Go back. Number 10, Massachusetts. Number 9, Nebraska.
Really?
I'm sorry. I'll never. Nothing against Nebraska or the people. I'm sure there are awesome people there, but yeah. Yeah. Idaho. Okay.
Okay.
It is beautiful. Beautiful. Connecticut, yeah, I don't know about that.
No.
Minnesota, yeah, maybe if you have snowmobiles.
Yeah.
Delaware, one of the top states,
really?
Happiest states. Okay,
all right,
could be true. I haven't spent enough time there to make a judgment call. My brother lives there; he's okay with it, I guess. Number 4, Utah. Now I've been there. It's beautiful. And there's a lot of really nice people there. And there's a big divergence between the north part of Utah and the southern part of it. You know, it's kind of like almost like it's like a little California, not the people, the geography.
Yeah.
And then number 3, whoa, Tony Soprano would be proud.
Hey.
New Jersey. Hey, Jersey. Number 3. The happiest place. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
I bet you I could drive to New Jersey right now, and the first 10 people I meet, I could get them to cuss at me within 15 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Number 2, Maryland. I don't know what the draw there would be.
I don't know.
But number 1, it kind of makes sense. Hawaii. I mean, how could you not be happy? So beautiful.
Try to pay for anything.
Wallet Hub found that Hawaii was the happiest state in the United States thanks to its residents reporting the highest levels of life satisfaction in the nation and the lowest depression rate. Additionally, Hawaii was known to have great physical health and the longest life expectancy in the U.S. And they also have one of the lowest unemployment rates, 2.8%, and the second highest share of households with an annual income above $75,000.
Well, you have to make good money to live there.
But yeah, I mean, $75,000
is, so expensive.
Yeah.
Everything is brought in, or so many things are brought in.
So maybe that's it. If you get rid of the poor people, everybody's happy.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Sounds right. They're on an island, for goodness sakes. Come on.
Highest rates of adult depression? Tennessee, Maine, West Virginia, Arkansas, Oklahoma. Isn't it weird that Oklahoma would have such a high rate, and yet Nebraska makes the top 10 for happiest places to live?
That's odd.
Well, it's just, look, it's all how you measure and extrapolate things. But, you know, how do you measure, like, where most of your family is? Mm-hmm. Not that that brings everybody happiness, but I think for a lot of people it would. So, yeah, I don't know how that measures up. And are there people that look at these things and go, well, that's it, honey. Sell the house.
We're moving.
We're moving to Hawaii. Or some other state in the top 10, I guess.
Hey, a quick update. This is an unhappy moment. That accident I mentioned, Southwest Archer Road, near Northeast 130th Ave there, now renaming that as a complete roadblock as opposed to a roadblock. So they must be dealing with that right now.
Okay. Yeah. And on a positive note,
yes, please,
because I'll do the counterbalance.
Yes.
Florida Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez has confirmed she will be speaking at the Black Tie Blue Jean REC annual event, the Ronald Reagan annual event that is coming up Friday the 20th, correct?
Yes.
I got that right? Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Big time barbecue. Good time.
Good times had by all.
So there was controversy. Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill, who, by the way, had a good game, even though he was arrested right before the game.
Details.
He was arrested. He was handcuffed.
Yeah.
He was detained by police.
He was face down in the street.
He was face down.
Yes.
Yeah. Video of Hill being handled by four cops as he lay face down on the road shocked social media viewers. Later reported he was detained for reckless driving and that he had a verbal altercation with police. Okay, you can take away whatever you want. You can watch the body cam thing. I don't know how much of the conversation you can actually hear. But here's the thing. And this former ESPN personality is always trying to get some kind of headline, and I guess, you know, there's success here because I'm talking about it. Okay, so Tyreek Hill, who, by the way, yes, is black. So he's face down on the pavement.
Right.
The guy who's a millionaire, superstar football player. So automatically, you know, the assumption is, hey, what's going on there? Is that abuse?
Right, even though they took him out of like a McLaren.
But Jemele Hill... Yeah. Somehow had a theory that
she's an idiot.
Blamed Donald Trump.
Wait a minute. What, did Donald Trump pull him out of his multi-million-dollar car and put him face down on the street?
No.
Okay.
And no, he's not even the president and couldn't tell cops to do that. Jemele Hill.
She's a mess.
A reminder that Stephen Ross, owner of the Miami Dolphins, is a huge Donald Trump supporter.
Okay.
The same Trump who supports giving all police immunity from prosecution. Do with that what you will, Hill said in a Sunday post. Despite the absurd framing of the incident, South Florida Police Benevolent Association President Stedman Stahl said Hill was detained for officer safety after driving in a manner in which he was putting himself and others in great risk of danger.
Yeah.
And he was not immediately cooperative with the officers on the scene. Pursuant to policy and for their immediate safety, placed him in handcuffs. Mr. Hill, still uncooperative, refused to sit on the ground. It was therefore redirected to the ground.
That's a nice
redirected
way to put it. Redirected. I like that. When you won't comply and you won't put yourself on the street, they will redirect you.
But somehow a former ESPN employee can turn it into, it's all Donald Trump's fault.
Right. Right. She is one of the worst.
If he wasn't around, if Trump wasn't around, what would be the fallback position? It's climate change?
I don't know.
The fault of climate change?
Because you figure between her and Behar and Whoopi, I don't know what they would have to talk about or who they could criticize. They would have to come up with something.
They are going to miss him dearly.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Wisconsin police reported that a suspected Venezuelan gang member was arrested, charged with sexual and physical assault of a woman, Alejandro Jose Zarate, 26, charged with two counts of domestic battery, two counts of second-degree sexual assault, physically abusing a child, disorderly conduct, domestic disorderly conduct, strangulation, suffocation, etc. All right, Zarate, suspected being affiliated with a violent trans a national criminal organization called TDA or Tranda Aragia, arrested, booked into the Crawford County Jail. So, Wisconsin, seeing the effects of wide-open, unrestricted immigration. Colorado, you know, we reported on that story a couple of times about apartment complexes literally being taken over by gangs. Yeah. Some people in politics out there were didn't even believe or want to believe that story. And there's more where that came from, unfortunately. And these problems are going to get, they're going to get worse. Now, how will Kamala defend herself tonight about the border? This will be very interesting. Of course, I think that her first thing she'll attempt to do is to say, well, look, it's the Republicans' fault.
Right.
Because they didn't pass the bipartisan comprehensive immigration bill, which we know was very, very flawed and was only going to, what, cut back the restriction to, well, 5,000 a day or something.
Yeah.
It wasn't really going to. And then it has to be followed up with enforcement, et cetera, et cetera. I hope that former President Trump puts her on the spot and says, look, I know exactly what it takes to secure the border because I did it before with an executive order or orders.
Yeah.
And the reason I know that is because you undid them when you and Joe Biden took office. You undid them and opened the borders. It was not an accident. And I hope he holds her feet to the fire and is given the opportunity to do that. All right, let's shift gears. We're looking for things that make you smile, upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts. You can do it. It's brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Another awesome day. It is 9:52. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for upbeat positive thoughts. It is time for things that make you smile, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Call now, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Scott. What's making you smile?
Good morning. First-time caller, long-time listener from a page of Rush Limbaugh. What makes me smile is turning on the radio in the morning and hearing local live stuff that concerns us here locally instead of big national broadcasts. And I would like to thank you guys for still being on the air.
Well, thank you. And we're pretty happy about it.
Yes, we are. We are even more thrilled than you might be. I know that's hard to believe.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. You know? 877-975-9825. I don't know if it'll make you smile, but I want to throw it in there. Radiant Credit Union and a look at the tropical weather situation. It looks like Tropical Storm Francine could turn into a hurricane anytime now. 65-mile-an-hour winds, though, last measured, and headed for the coast of Louisiana. And if you can make a smile out of that, it's that it is not heading to the coast of Florida. But I do feel for the people there. It's probably not going to be, well, it shouldn't turn into a major hurricane. Of course, anything's possible, but we hope for the best. And New Orleans is kind of below sea level, so that makes it a little more treacherous.
Yeah. You know, a kind of interesting thing, and I know it's a little bunny trail here, something that the caller mentioned, though. We are in a world where more and more finding live local radio is a rarity. And seriously, I know we have been around long enough in this decades to see all the changes. We go back to when we played records and tapes and, you know, DJ'd that kind of stuff on the radio. And so now we're in this digital world. But because of that, partially, there aren't a lot of us left that there used to be. And then bit by bit, a lot of we were looking at a story just yesterday how a lot of times stations are eliminating their live staff. So we are thrilled and we are smiling and happy that you know, here at the Sky, we've got a chance to do what we do every day because we love it. And we also we're thankful that you appreciate it, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, and there still is a value to, you know, like breaking news or even sharing ideas and information, you know, live.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole podcast thing is getting huge and it makes sense on a lot of different levels, but I just don't think that anything beats, you know, if you're listening, this is what is going on right now.
Yeah.
And especially if it's in your community, you might need to know about it. You might want to know about it. So
whether it's traffic, whether it's weather, I mean,
exactly.
And again, when we are a part of beginning your day, we hope that, you know, we kind of send you out going into the office, you know, for that water cooler chat we used to talk about, that you already know enough to know what's going on. You can talk to your friends at work intelligently about what's going on in the world and maybe be a really good influence to them, too.
Yeah, when others bring a pea shooter to the debate in the kitchen, you are well armed with an extended mag.
Yes.
Yep. Quick note, it makes me smile. Baby and mom are home and doing very, very well.
Good.
And so little Thomas Jonas, my first grandchild, is doing well and growing a lot of hair.
Yeah, well, I'm jealous of that already. I'm just saying.
Stand by. Coming up, The Smoking Gun is next. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Mark Levin.
We're fighting for our survival as a nation.
Weeknights at 6.
Do we want a healthy, prosperous economy, or do we want an increasingly centralized, ubiquitous, iron-fisted police state?
97.3 The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. So they have hot dog eating contests, but not in New Hampshire. There, they have lobster roll eating contest, the Hampton Beach lobster roll eating competition. Well, it was tough competition, and one of the folks competing began to choke on the lobster roll. That's not a good thing. Christian Moreno began choking. All of a sudden, somebody jumps on stage, gives him the Heimlich maneuver, and saves his life. And someone's like, hey, how many people can say they got the Heimlich maneuver from a governor? And he was like, that was the governor? Governor Chris Sununu saved a life. Finally, a useful politician. And that's your Smoking Gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. See ya.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.